from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
WFAN, WFAN FM, WFAN FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
For the Bill Ford Tough Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, it's Boomer and Geo on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network, and wherever you are in the free Odyssey app. Good Thursday morning. Stu Gotts in for Boomer again today and tomorrow. And there was a time when I found out that you had turned down the program director job. I was disappointed. I was looking forward to working with you. And then again, I was looking forward to working with you this week as well. Mm-hmm. But now I'm tired of you. I can't believe I've got two more days to deal with you. As this morning, once again, you're bugging me to get into the building. What floor are we on?
Well, good morning to you, Gio. And yeah. The feeling is mutual. I got to be honest. I mean, I don't like mornings. I've told you, I'm chasing the clock the entire day. I'm walking around the Lower West Side. Manhattan is ruined. No one is looking at where they're going. Their faces are in their phone. Everyone's smoking dope. This place is a complete disaster.
It sounds like a bunch of you out there.
But you're right. Yes. I know, but imagine a world
where it's just you.
Yeah, you're bumping into everyone you bump into is a Stu Gotts.
Yeah.
You
well, yeah, that's right. what you're getting here. Yes. Some with homes, some without. But that's what you've got. But yes, and then
just keep your head up. I mean, see, everyone's walking into me. At least when I'm walking down the street and I'm smoking a joint, I'm looking up. Eyes are up. I'm not walking into you. Don't walk into me. Jesus.
That is fair. As you're walking down the street smoking a joint, you at least are looking around.
Yeah.
But yeah, so in addition to you not remembering how to get into the building, right. You walk in and tell me about how you believe you may have a stomach virus.
Yeah.
And you keep getting closer and closer to me as you're telling the story.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, well, why are you inching closer and closer? Closer to me while you're telling me you may have a stomach virus. Now, I don't think you have a stomach virus.
Okay.
Because we are well versed here
right. In
stomach virus. Boomer gets it every single year. He got out of a porta potty in Kansas City. We know exactly. Yeah, we got it out in Arizona, too, where Boomer gave it to my, at the time, 5-year-old daughter who was throwing up and got it actually on the plane home from Phoenix. So we are well versed, and it ran through my house for 3 weeks after that. So I do, with the symptoms that you have, I do not believe you've got norovirus or the stomach virus. I think you ate something that was a little questionable, and you've been paying for it for a good 24 hours.
So since you are well-versed on this particular topic, Dr. Giannotti, you are suddenly, you're diagnosing me, and you're telling me, I don't know if it's a stomach virus or not, okay? I can tell you this, and I'm going to be honest with you guys, Al, Eddie, okay, Gio, I almost crapped myself during the show yesterday.
Yeah.
All right? I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
That's how bad it was. You guys saw me go to the bathroom a number of times.
Okay.
I will tell you this. Tuesday, Diana Rossini was in.
Mm-hmm.
Afterwards, we go out for a little bite.
Mm-hmm.
I notice, as I'm finishing my omelet, she has taken a single bite of hers. And so I say, hey, what's going on there? She's like,
Oh.
And I'm like, what do you mean? Mine's great. So I start digging into hers.
Okay. There we go.
And then 24 hours later, I'm rushing to the WFAN bathrooms, which I have no idea where they are because no one tells me anything around here. There is no greeting committee. It is fend for yourself and figure it out.
Right, absolutely. Well, but then when you do figure it out, you forget how you figured it out the day before and then have to once again learn it again. So that's what it is. I mean, because I came in here one day, actually, with the norovirus, I was shivering. I had a blanket on me. I was shivering and also sweating at the same time and then vomited in the garbage pail next to me violently and then did that. And I asked you, did you throw up? And you said, no, I felt nauseous, but I didn't throw up. So it's just you ate something bad.
Okay.
So you've come here. And you've found food poisoning.
Yes.
And you've bumped into a bunch of weirdos smoking weed looking at their phone.
Yeah, still haven't found water, though. I mean, that's the that is the amazing thing. They don't have water here at WFAN.
No.
You know what the W and WFAN stands for? Not water. And no windows.
Right. No water, no windows. Yes. You're not getting either one of those things.
No.
All right, so do you believe me now that the Yankees are in trouble? Did this game and this series prove to you that this team
First off, did you watch the game last night?
I did not watch the game. As I mentioned before, Eddie, I was walking around the street smoking joints.
And did you watch the highlight package?
I didn't watch the highlight package. What I do is I let Gio set the scene, and then I just respond to whatever it is that Gio says. What? Is that, do you...
This is why your takes are or what your takes are on the Yankees, because you just look at the record, you're like, it's not so bad.
It's not. They're a wild card team today. I don't care how many games they've lost.
Yeah, but that's...
The bigger story is the Mets, by the way. No one ever talks about the Mets around here.
Well, no, and that is a half of the story, and the Mets are playing great, and I didn't think that they would come back and be a team that was contending for the postseason. I thought that they would be dead the second that they... fell below 500, and I cannot. The expectations now have been raised, and the fan base has been activated again, and I cannot get there yet. And I know that's crazy, and I know that every other Met fan is there now after beating up the Yankees four times this year and blowing them out last night.
The Mets have been great, Gio.
I can't personally get myself to the this team can do special things spot right now. I can't do it yet. Doesn't mean that I'm down on them or being negative. I've been burned many times, as you would talk about, as a Jet fan, as a Met fan.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm not enjoying it. I really am enjoying, especially them hitting the ball and being a good offensive team.
It's amazing. With a 300 million plus payroll, they're a lovable underdog.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
That is a good point.
Yeah. With the Yankees, just real quick, I understand what you're saying. I understand your concerns. I understand that I have not been here for the entirety of the season. They got off to the good start. They haven't played well since. I get all that. And I keep telling you, they're still a wild card team. The one solace Yankee fans can take is the rest of the AL East and the teams they're contending with are not playing very well. So I know you want your team to play better. You don't want to rely on the other teams not playing as good as they should. But the Yankees are going through a tough stretch at a time where no one is really running away with this thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's fair. So they have time to figure it out, and that does help. But at the same time, you know, they're getting guys back.
getting guys healthy, and those guys have to step in and be great for them to turn around. That's sort of what Aaron Boone was counting on. He does this once or twice a year where he turns into, you know, fake angry Aaron Boone. I don't really think that he's angry, but last night he curses, and he also broke out the very, very intense word. You know, Aaron Boone is upset when he says frickin'. So he said frickin' last night. So watch out. But I mean, he does this to kind of appease the fan base occasionally.
Well, he does it because he has to do it.
Because he's a flatliner, and people want something out of him. But, you know, there's nothing he can do to change this team at this point. Yeah, some of the laziness and you see like the team not completely focused. I'm sure he has addressed that. It's really up to the players to be professionals and to figure it out. But anybody who thinks that Aaron Boone's going to be fired this morning, it's just he's not going to be fired.
He's not getting fired. What do you want him to do? What is he supposed to say to Gerrit Cole before he goes out?
Exactly. Yes.
And you know, gives up 6 runs last night.
Yeah.
Against the New York Mets. How do you like that, Eddie? For a guy who didn't watch the game, huh?
It is wonderful. Yeah. You pulled that out of somewhere. Yeah. Let me just say this.
Well, he's got the box score up in front of him.
Listen, I have made a career out of reading box scores.
Yeah, you are the patron saint of slackers. You really are.
Well, thank you.
You are pure sloth,
and it's really
admirable.
You're my guy, Eddie.
And he means that. It is admirable. Yeah.
Aaron Boone not going to get fired. I know you try to fire him every day on this radio station. If it's not you, it's somebody else.
I don't try that anymore because I know he's not going to get fired.
Well, let me ask you this, because Aaron Boone has hit one of the biggest home runs in Yankee history, perhaps the biggest home run in Yankee history. It's up there. Okay, can we agree it's up there?
It's up there, but they didn't win the World Series.
I understand that, but at the
next year, the Red Sox beat them, came back from 3-0, so it feels like that season kind of evaporated. You know?
All right, top 10. I mean,
all right, fine, top 10.
I mean, after you know,
top 10.
After Reggie's 3 in a game, I mean, top 10.
Top 10. Fine.
All right, we're good. Fine. Is there a chance that Aaron Boone, by being the manager of the Yankees, kind of undoes all the goodwill he has built up here in New York City because Yankee fans are growing tired of Aaron Boone? Is that a possibility?
Yes, of course.
Really?
It is. Yeah.
So 100. The home run wasn't that big.
Yeah, I mean, it was, and we're talking now 21 years ago.
Right.
So there's a lot of younger Yankee fans that don't really remember that at all or care about it. And like I said, it didn't lead to a championship. It was a home run in a game 7 of an ALCS against the Red Sox that turned out to be a loss to the Marlins in the World Series after that. So yeah, I do think that's sort of what happens with greats. Well, not Aaron Boone wasn't a Yankee great, but guys who were greats for their franchise and then end up somewhere in the front office. Like even John Elway, who was able to do it.
Yes.
He won 2 Super Bowls as a player, won a Super Bowl as an executive, but towards the end, the Bronco fans were tired of him running the team, and they were like, get Elway out of there.
He gave Brock Osweiler $90 million.
Right, get him out of there.
That's
the risk that you run when you do that. But yes, and of course, this morning, and I'm glad CeeLo and Al talked about this early on in the warm-up show. It is everywhere this morning. Even Mike Vaccaro, who is to me the best columnist we have here in New York, did the "If George Were Alive" column this morning. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, that's amazing.
I can't believe Vaccaro did it.
How long do you think he's been sitting on that? I mean, seriously.
I mean, you know how many times we hear that? And like, I do agree with, so CeeLo and Al were talking about this. If you didn't hear the warm-up show, Al was getting on Moose for tweeting out, if George were here, everybody would have been fired. And I do agree with CeeLo that was Moose saying, for all you idiots that are going to say this, it's just stop saying it. That's what I think he meant.
Right.
But the fact that a whole column was written on it, I was just surprised. I mean, we all know it's a different time.
Yes.
Think about all the stuff that's changed since like 1985.
It's not just a different time. It's 50 years later,
dude. I know.
Like, right. What are we doing?
Yeah, I agree.
So, Gio, I realize for Yankee fans, it is frustrating. The team got off to such a great start. You have 2 MVP candidates. I get all that. You have 2 guys, not one, 2. 2 guys having MVP seasons.
Yep.
And maybe you make it to the postseason. If you do, you feel like you're not going to do that much once you get to the postseason. They didn't build enough around these two guys. I get it. It's frustrating. But a lot of teams would take what the Yankees have right now.
Yeah, they would, but a lot of franchises are not the Yankees.
You're right.
A lot of franchises don't have the same expectations as them, so you can't look at them through the same lens. And as far as the Mets go, I mean, I don't believe that the entire David Stern, Steve Cohen, you know who David Stearns is?
Nah. Related to John Stearns? Former Mets catcher?
No. No, not related.
50 years ago?
Yeah.
Steinbrenner was around?
No, no. David Stearns, the VP of baseball operations for the New York Mets.
Oh, yeah. I know
Dave. He's new this year.
Sterny.
Yeah. Of course you know Sterny.
That's what his friends call him.
Yeah.
If you would ask me that way, I would have told you, of course I know Sterny.
You know who Sterny is, yeah. So I don't think that Sterny and Steve Cohen completely change course in what their idea of what this season is at the trade deadline and then end up trading away prospects or taking on big-time salary at the trade deadline. I don't think that changes, but you know, I do think that they try to get creative and add to this team and give it a shot because, you know, your rudimentary take that you've been giving me the last couple of days of anything could happen in baseball.
Well, it can.
It can happen in a positive way with the Mets, too.
The reason I keep harping on this is because 97, I saw a Florida Marlin team, 1997. We're getting closer to when Steinbrenner was alive. 1997, I saw a Marlin team go into the postseason as a wild card, win the entire thing. In 2003, I saw a really bad Marlin team that had no business being in the postseason, make it to the wild card with Jack McKeon as its manager, Trader Jack, and they again won the World Series. Baseball is funny, man. It's just funny that way.
Yeah, and I do believe that, you know, Mets fans right now, after things were so poor in the beginning and all the fun things that have gone on with them from, you know, the Grimace story that you probably don't know, and then the OMG song, which you probably don't know.
What, the Grimace with the logo, the record since Grimace, yeah. Mr. Met is on the hot seat. I mean, don't tell me I don't know my story. Listen, now you're in my wheelhouse, mascots. I mean,
right, mascots.
And Sterny.
Yes, it's Sterny. It's fun. You should enjoy it. Whatever the expectations were at the beginning of the season, they certainly have change now, but it's just I it's hard for me to envision that this particular team is going to go on some sort of magical postseason run. But this is a hell of a lot better than what the alternative was with this team being dead in August.
Let's play this game if George Steinbrenner was alive. If he was alive, would Soto hit the free agent market?
Let's just do that for the rest of the show. Yes. And you know there's a lot of people that are listening right now like, I love this. This is good stuff. If Steinbrenner were alive,
they love it.
Let's go through the entire lineup.
They've been waiting for this show for about a decade. Every day they get in the car, they say, is today going to be the day? Are they going to do if Steinbrenner was alive today? Today is your day, people. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised this isn't one of your takes in your book. Like, honestly, I know you grew up a Mets fan, but but like this should be in the Stu Gatz book. If George Steinbrenner were alive, all of these things would happen or not happen.
It's a separate book.
Oh, it's a whole entire book?
Yeah, right now we have my personal record book. You can buy it at StuGatzBook.com. They're not paying me money, people, so I'm going to promote my book the entire week.
Okay? Yes.
StuGatzBook.com. That is a separate book. If George Steinbrenner were alive, I am going. You want to write it with me?
No, I do not. Get Stasnick to do it.
I will if you don't want to write it.
No, I don't want to write it.
Very lucrative. Did you hear the numbers I was talking about?
Yeah, I don't believe. I don't believe you. I don't believe
you. You have every right not to.
So that's where we're at, man. This is where we're at. The Mets are flying. The Yankees are dropping 10-22 in their last 32 games.
Yeah.
It's been ugly, and it gets even uglier when you see Gerrit Cole have the performance he had last night. All right, just getting started on this Thursday morning. Gio with Stu Gatz, who is in for Boomer the next couple of days. CeeLo joins us with his first update of the morning. It's Boomer and Gio on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. The Mets dominate the New York Yankees last night. Knocked Gerrit Cole out of the game. The Yankees are reeling. The Mets are surging. And we've still got plenty of baseball to figure out who the hell these two teams are. But right now, one is fun and one is dying. CeeLo is here to tell us all about it. What's going on, Chris?
Good morning. Brought to you by The Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. Also brought to you by Jack Pocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. So, yeah, not only did the Mets complete a sweep of the Subway Series, they do so in blowout fashion last night in the Bronx.
First pitch. Swinging a high fly ball. Well hit. Left center. This one might go. Judge is back, and it is gone.
Oh, my God.
The Mets bullpen in left center field. A long home run by Francisco Lindor. His second home run of the game, his 21st of the year, a three-run homer, and the Mets have busted this baby wide open.
They sure did. Howie Rose.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
On WCBS Biatch. 880. Howie enjoying it last night. Three-run shot, as he said, part of a six-run eighth-inning rally as the Mets did blow it open on their way to a 12-3 drubbing of the Yanks. Two homers for Lindor, one each for Pete Alonso, Mark Vientos, and Tyrone Taylor. Three of the five served up by Gerrit Cole as the Mets sweep the season series for the first time in 11 years, outscoring the Yanks 36-14 along the way. Here is Carlos Mendoza.
Look, we play well. You know, not an easy ballpark to come in and take two out of a good team, obviously.
And he would know better than most, doing so emphatically against the Yankees ace as well.
It says a lot about this group. They're ready to go. Very good win yesterday, and then today against a really good pitcher on Cole, we were able to do some damage there on pitches.
They did in a big way, and they're season-high five games over the 500 mark. They have moved into the second wild card spot, half game clear of the Cardinals, heading into a four-game home series with the Braves. You got Luis Severino and Chris Sale tonight at 7:10 over on WCBS 880, while the Yankees will take the day off ahead of a weekend road series up in Boston. Want to focus in on them a little bit more here. They are 11-23 since Father's Day weekend, so basically almost a six-week stretch of bad baseball.
Of horrendous baseball.
Yes, because, go ahead.
I was just curious. I just saw on the monitor, I saw Stugatz taking notes over there.
Yeah.
I was just wondering.
I was ready to have the keys to life. I'm serious.
What?
The keys to life is to lower the bar, lower the expectation.
Lower the bar.
The worst thing the Yankees did was get off to a great start.
Yeah.
The best thing the Mets did was get off to a lousy start.
Sure.
It changes everything. You come back from the lousy start, you become the lovable team.
You had to write that down?
You blow the hot start, you become the team that's hated, and Gio fires you. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, no, I just wrote down keys to life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just to remind myself, you know?
One of my favorite lines is, expectation is the thief of joy.
Huh? Really?
Yeah.
Getting all philosophical on us, huh?
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
So that just, I'm basically saying the same thing you said, but just very succinctly and
I got
and,
it.
And more palatable.
I spent the first 5 to 7 years of my radio career lowering the expectations as low as you possibly can.
Yeah.
And then I became this lovable underdog who's always exceeding the expectations that I created.
Fair.
Genius.
Yeah.
I needed you on the warm-up show when Al was talking about how the Yankees still haven't really fallen in the standings, and we were comparing Yankees to Orioles. And I was talking about how it's different stages of their evolution. And I think for the Yankees, the expectations, and for the Orioles, they're still early on in this youth movement that they're in.
Yes.
So that would have applied.
I would, yes, I would agree with that. There's a lot of pressure on the Yankees to perform this year, where the Orioles are kind of just getting started with this core and
like
had
the Yankees
a great
in 2017.
Year. Yeah, fair. Yeah. All right. What else, CeeLo?
Can we do this just once today and sort of crescendo with Aaron Boone?
Okay.
Just once.
Yeah, I know.
Let's get it out of the way.
Okay.
All right. Because we've reached that point.
Okay.
You alluded to it.
Mm-hmm.
You can check it off the 2024 bingo card. Here's part one.
Yeah, I mean, we expect, nobody has higher expectations than us in that frickin' room. And we understand that, you know, we're pissed off. We got to play better.
All right, so you get the frickin' there, but he's still calm. The voice
it's
really
a weird
hasn't
place
changed.
For frickin' too, right?
That's because it feels forced, right?
Yeah, well, it is.
So then you get, yeah, exactly.
He's not really playing that lowering of the expectation game I'm talking about.
He didn't get your keys.
We don't expect
life.
Anything out of ourselves.
So then you get the part where it's almost like, he's digging and searching for the anger, but he can't find it because it's unnatural unless he's yelling at umpires, right?
You know, this has gone on long enough, and, you know, it's very frustrating to go through. But I also know we're competing our asses off.
To the point where he was lauding his team for being engaged and on the top step of the dugout in the last couple of innings when there was already a one-sided score. He did get into that last night, but what finally set him off...
You want to talk about grasping at straws? Holy hell.
How many of those guys did it because they felt like they had to do it, you know? So Boone could see him on the top step.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get out of here.
The TV broadcast was making the same point, I will say, which included David Cohen. I'm not saying it makes it right, but he's not the only one.
And we know you didn't steal that because you didn't watch the game.
Because I didn't watch the game. How about that, Eddie? Huh? Mm-hmm. Genius.
Oh, God. All right, last one. What finally set Boone off and got him going a little bit was a question about this extended stretch of poor play. And at what point is it no longer a stretch and something more, something worse?
We got to play better, okay? We have it right in front of us. We're a really good team that has played of late. We need to be better. I define stretch this or that. We got to go win.
You got it wasn't as loud as what did that? I forget. Was that last year or two years
ago?
Yeah,
no, it was 2022.
So 2 years, yeah.
And he goes and it's right there in front of us.
Right.
Which, so he said the same thing.
Oh, he loves the right in front of us.
It's right in front of us, and he puts his fist on the table and.
He even said, I've said it before about the right, and like he knows that's his go-to line.
Yeah.
But I think that's probably the peak for this year. I don't know that we're going to get anything worse or more than what we got last
year. I just feel like Brian Cashman handed him note cards and had frickin' and S-word and slam decks.
Here's the ones that hit tonight.
Front, just weave these all in front of us.
Yeah, probably so. Probably so. But despite all of this, somehow just a game and a half behind the first place Orioles and still the top wild card in the American League prior to this road series with the Red Sox, who, by the way, lost 20-7 at Coors Field Wednesday. It was actually 20-3 at one point. The bench is cleared in that game as well. An old friend, Dom Smith, actually tossed an 8-pitch, 1-2-3 inning for Boston in mop-up duty. So you never know. You get some wacky stuff at Coors Field, and that was certainly the case between the Red Sox and the Rockies yesterday. All right, Daniel Jones, a full go at Giants camp on day one. Got all the first team reps, 8 months removed from his torn ACL. Here was Joe Shane ahead of practice on the road ahead for Jones this season. Of course, Hard Knocks, the portrayal of the Giants' possible pursuit of a rookie quarterback come the draft time.
He's wired for the position in terms of those traits that I just said and tuning out the noise. And he's been busting his tail and doing everything he can do to get back on the football field. He's a great teammate. He's a leader. And, you know, I'm excited to how things go this year if he can stay healthy.
So they said all nice things about him yesterday, as you'd expect. And, hey, we had open conversation, kept him in the loop, making sure that, you know, he knew what was going on. So it's all kumbaya for now. They go out there day one of practice. No Evan Neal, of course, is on the PUP list, but he's apparently going to be back in short order. And then you get the newcomer, Jermaine Illuminor, who goes down right out of the gate, and he's, you know, walking off gingerly, and people are worried about him. But sounds like it's just going to be bruised ribs. And he said
he was good.
Yeah,
he tweeted out.
He's good with the thumbs up emoji. So Al almost lost his mind this morning. Offensive line talk, injuries on day one of camp.
Yeah. I mean, this is what happens, man, around the league.
I side with Al. I mean, what are you guys doing? Who wants to talk about an offensive line?
Nobody does. We've had to because of how bad it's been for the Giants for years now.
You don't have to do anything, okay? You have decisions to make when you come in here as to what it is you want to talk about.
Yeah.
No one is telling you you have to talk about the Giants offensive line.
Well, once the season starts, we kind of have to.
You don't have to.
Well, you know what happens is the callers call up, and then they say the offensive line, and then if you want to actually respond to the caller, you have to talk about it.
The consumers can do it. They can do whatever they want.
Right.
They're your listeners.
Mm.
Doesn't mean we have to do it, okay? All right.
Understood.
All right. Brian Daboll said he will be the play caller in training camp. No final decision made about the regular season, so maybe a little something to keep an eye on with Mike Kafka, offensive coordinator, and some of the struggles they had in that department last year. All right, let's go over to Jet Camp. Aaron Rodgers did take to the podium, addressing the Egypt trip right out of the gate, making sure that they cover that, what happened with minicamp and missing and all of that, unexcused absence.
You know, back in some of the doldrums of the rehab, I thought it'd be fun to put together a trip with some friends, and we wanted to plan it kind of middle of June. Looked at the previous year's schedule and felt like I was going to be safe.
Obviously, he was not. And we know how Robert Saleh chose to handle that. Here was Rodgers addressing how his head coach proceeded with that whole situation.
Yeah, I had a great talk with Robert. Obviously, he wanted me to be there. And I knew the consequences if I wasn't going to be there. The reaction is what it is.
And they did follow up and ask if he was fine. He confirmed that he was. And now we hopefully put it behind us and move on as we watch him do some interesting limbering up activities out there.
Yeah, I mean, that one did not look very good.
The little, like,
I mean, I know I wouldn't look good doing that either.
Like the sort of the...
run that back, Stephen Waldron.
I don't even know how to describe that, actually.
Yeah, this one.
Like the skipping sort of?
Yeah, and he's grimacing while he's doing it.
Was he?
Yeah, you could see his
face. You saw a grimace?
I saw a grimace through the helmet. I did. Oh. Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm definitely positive.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just kind of a weird drill to do. I'm sure he's healthy. It's day one.
Long way to go, obviously. The Knicks and the head coach, Tom Thibodeau, reportedly agree on a 3-year contract extension carrying through the 2027-28 season. Good little nugget on the overnight show with McMonagle and with help from Mike Fliegelman. They looked it up. Last time the Knicks extended a head coach, Jeff Van Gundy. 25 years ago to the day yesterday.
That's amazing.
Man. And who thought that Derek Fisher wasn't going to get that second one? You know, I really thought he would.
I went and looked up just the list just to see, like, who coached a decent amount of games that would have actually been eligible. Like, it was mind-blowing to me, the list of guys since Van Gundy. Like, I knew, but I didn't at the same time. And names that, like, I forgot about that are in there.
Like Jeff Hornacek?
I mean, that's one of them. Yeah. If I pull it up, I mean, if some of them are just...
I think it was Hornacek, you know. I identified the one.
I think there was actually more than that I was like, I kind of completely forgot about that.
Isaiah Thomas, Larry Brown.
Kurt Rambis,
Herb Williams. Yeah.
Mike Miller was an interim, I think, at one point.
Yeah, he was.
So, I mean, it's
been
just
terrible.
A bad scene.
Yeah, it was very bad
Larry
for a long
Brown,
time.
Herb Williams, Lenny Wilkins. I mean, geez,
Lenny Wilkins, yeah,
brutal. Don Chaney. It was after Van Gundy. He actually, you know, was the last guy, the next guy after that. So it's been a dark hole for a while. So it's nice that we'll have Tibbs around for a little while. What's going on with this Lamar Jackson situation?
He's sick, and
but then they
taking
sent him
a while
they brought
to come
him
back
out, and he didn't even make it an hour through practice.
Yeah,
well, he doesn't feel well.
It's gonna be fine.
Guess, right. I mean,
Do you have that UCLA coach, by the way?
Yeah, you want to do that right now? I don't know if I have the...
I've never in my life seen someone choke this bad.
So it's Deshaun Foster, conference. By the way.
And it's right. Yeah, sure.
We remember from his NFL days.
Yeah, and I'm not exaggerating. Like, we're talking about an opening press conference of UCLA joining the Big Ten.
Right, Big Ten Media Day.
Big Ten Media Day. And these college football head coaches and college basketball head coaches, some of the most engaging people out there. Like, they're just so good at speaking. Even the slime balls, you believe what they have to say because they're so good at it. And
they're great at giving press conference. They're great at making you believe.
You didn't see this on
No, I didn't see it. Right? Kidding me? So I didn't even watch the Yankee game. I mean,
all right. So
do you want the full from when he walks to the podium,
no.
or do you want the part where it gets awkward?
No, the part where it gets awkward.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So no context. They introduce him. Well, he's supposed to give an opening statement.
Right. This is just an opening statement of his. Right. And then he talks about it. He's excited to be in the Big Ten. Here, and then he starts talking and runs out of words.
All right.
I'm sure you guys don't know too much about UCLA, but our football program, but we're in L.A. It's us and USC. I'm just basically excited, really. That's it. Any questions?
Wow.
Nailed it. For our purposes, he nailed it.
Eddie looks stunned. Isn't that not stunning?
Yeah, it's Los Angeles.
We're in Los Angeles.
Hollywood sign.
What do you imagine happened there? Like, he's not a great public speaker, got up there, thought he could handle it, get through a couple of minutes, and just, that's it.
Blanked out.
Blanked out.
It almost sounded like he thought he was going to go and answer questions right away, and when they said, your opening statement, it's almost like he had no idea that they were going to have him.
But even
that was part of the show?
And he just totally, totally freaked out.
Or the gummy kicked in just then.
Yeah, I've been there. Yeah.
Man, it was bad.
Yeah, cringe. Mike Gundy had that issue a couple weeks ago where he was defending his player with the DUI and said, I've probably done that 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
So I did see an ex post with this that said, I'd rather have my coach say he drove drunk 1,000 times than this happened.
I saw that as well.
I mean, God.
Painful.
We're in L.A. Yeah.
With USC.
With USC.
If you've never heard of them.
Yeah.
I'd rather the press conference, I have to be honest with you.
Amazing. All right, CeeLo, that's it?
Yeah, I thought that was going to take longer than it did, but it didn't.
All right, good.
We got to save some stuff. Well, no, I try to get to a certain time. Often I got to get to this next hour. We run out of time, but not the case here.
No, you came in underprepared this time.
I suppose that's true.
Yeah. I'm CeeLo. I'm from Marlboro, New Jersey.
Right.
You might not know a lot about that.
Yes.
There's other towns in New Jersey.
My future
at
WFAN was once up in the air.
Up in the air.
I'm excited. Questions?
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo, it's Stugatz in for Boomer again this morning on The Fan and CBS Sports Network. A statement win for the Mets last night over the Yankees, and a lot of Mets fans really, really flexing this morning, and you can understand why. And the Yankee fan saying all the things that the Yankee fan generally says is like, this was your World Series and all of those things. You know what happens. But, I mean, they're really never wrong, the Yankee fan, when they do that and rub the pie in your face.
Right.
And the Mets are going to need to turn this season into something significant. And I, if they get to 10 games over 500, I'll believe that they could go deep into the playoffs.
I would say the Mets don't have to turn it into anything other than make a playoff appearance or contend until the final day of the regular season. That's how low the bar was headed into the season for this team, which sounds funny considering, again, they have a payroll of over $300 million. But expectations are everything, as we've discussed. I think if the Mets merely make it to a wild card game and they get bounced out, Mets fans are going to be very thrilled.
Yeah, I'm going to make a comparison at 7:00. I had an epiphany this morning driving in about the Mets.
Yeah,
and I will give that to you at 7:00, and you can tell me whether or not I'm on base or off base with this thing.
Okay,
but I'm excited to deliver it to you because I haven't heard it yet.
Okay.
From anybody doesn't mean that someone hasn't said it.
You're going to say it first?
I feel like I'm going to be the first one to make this comparison.
Because in our industry, that's the most important thing.
I feel like
Who
I am.
Who says it first?
I honestly feel like I... Now, I don't... Once again, when I'm done with this show...
Right.
I kind of... I'm done with sports talk.
Yeah.
And then when I drive in, I listen to C-Mac and get ready for the show. So it
get the wheels turning again.
It very well could have been said because I haven't listened to a second of the radio station.
Right, I understand
for two
that.
Weeks.
But what if someone else said it somewhere else? You know what I'm saying?
If someone else said it, I will 100% give them credit. I have not heard it yet.
If it's really, really good, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to tell you I said it a week ago on my show with Levitard, all right? Just depending on how good it is, all right?
Yeah, I'm building this up. It's not that special. It really is not.
Lower the expectations.
Yeah, it's really not. I mean, I don't even think it's like, it's really not that good. It's very, you know, very basic. All right, let's go to Mike, who's calling from South Beach. What's going on, Mike?
Yeah, I'm just really excited to be on with Stu Gotts.
What up, Mike?
Stu. Yeah, Stu, I had a beautiful victory heater after the Mets spanked the Yanks last night.
Awesome.
You know, before I dive into this, the Mount Rushmore is you, Jordan, Brady, Tiger.
Yeah, I agree.
100%. Actually, I was having a cold one with Dan Patrick last weekend, and he said that Dan Ants would still beat you guys, but that's until you guys get on the court.
Beat us in what? In basketball?
In basketball, yeah. He said he would smack it.
Well, get out of here. Dan Ants and Dan Patrick? I mean, what
oh, boy. Jesus, man.
Sorry.
Can we get that out? You need me to hit it? All right, you got it.
I will tell you, you will find this very, very hard to believe, but there was a game when I was playing in high school where I hit 6 3.5 against Long Beach. I held the record for most three-pointers in a season in high school basketball, Long Island. I think it still holds today. It doesn't, but I did for like a minute. Okay. I'm just telling you, I can hoop, you know?
All right.
Yeah.
I know, so I believe you. Yeah.
All 5'7" of me.
I'm not going to challenge that at all.
Okay.
See, this is what happens when your listeners call up a show like this and find out that you're here. They forget that live radio and the FCC regulations apply.
So we're podcasting now. We don't even take calls. So yeah, I'm thrilled that we are. I came here to take calls. So.
Right.
Yes.
That's what you love.
But yes, Miami ruins everything.
let's go to Anthony in Belleville, our friend. What's going on, Anthony?
Gio and Stu Gotts. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Andy.
Hey, it's a pleasure to speak to Stu Gotts. Hey, but I'm a little curious on if he can do the show with his left arm tied behind his back there.
I have an issue. You're right. I know.
I'm just a little concerned.
Why are you concerned? I speak with my hands. I mean, but
I know. Do you do sign language?
No, and I understand that it's annoying to you, Anthony, but why are you concerned about it, though? It's not, you know?
Because, I might pick
you're
that
acting
up,
like it's
know?
A
I
symptom.
Might start
I mean,
like that.
Right. No, I know. So I appreciate your concern. I've tried to stop doing it. I do
is
very,
that a program director thing?
I don't know what it is.
Anthony's such a weirdo. He is funny, though. Is it a program?
I can't really correlate it to the program director thing. I don't know. I speak with my hands.
Yeah. No, I do it as well. Not as much as you, but right. I do it. You know, it's funny. Like, the people who watch this show on CBS Sports Network get, like, weirded out by the strangest things. Like, I remember there was a guy who called up because I had an orange in my hand.
Right.
Like, I just had, and I had it for a segment. It was like maybe 7 minutes I had an orange in my hand.
Yeah.
And the guy called up, was like, what the hell are you doing with that orange? It's driving me crazy. And if Boomer, like, misbuttons a shirt, you would think that he, like, basically had, like, a political statement on his, tattooed to his forehead.
Of course, yeah.
The people that freak out. Completely freak out.
I mean, it's as if they're not listening to the show and just looking at you and waiting for spots where they could criticize you. You
know? Right.
It's amazing.
Yeah, no. So
listen, Gio and I know we're not that good looking. I know I'm a fat slob, okay? I know I speak with my hands, and I will tell you this, audience. There is nothing that you're going to say to me that's going to offend me. There is nothing I haven't heard from Levitard 1,000 times over. I don't care. Fire away.
Yeah.
I laugh at it all. I don't care. If you're taking yourself too seriously out there, stop doing it. Enough. Life's too short.
And by the way, you were talking about a last caller call up. It said the Danettes and you guys in a basketball game.
Yeah.
You know, one of the former Danettes is down the hall in Andrew Perloff.
Yes. Yeah, McLovin.
Yes, yeah. McLovin. And he was looking for you yesterday after the show. He's like, I want to have a... I want to have a sit down and some breakfast and some coffee with Stu Gotts.
Yeah, we did.
You did?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
So, I mean, my question was, why? What do you, like, what do you want to? He's like, apparently, he said he wanted to pick your brain. Well, I said, pick his brain?
Well, I mean, listen, he knows that, you know, I turned down the program director's job here, and Like he figures maybe I could help him and Maggie out with their show. It's not the first time I've been asked. It won't be the last time.
Wow.
Listen, I didn't initiate the conversation. He did.
So, man.
I mean, he did this.
If I were Ryan Hurley, I'd be pissed off about that. I got to be honest with you.
Would you really?
You should be on the Ryan, huh? I got hosts that are now going to
Here's the problem with Ryan. He's never here. I mean, I've seen him once. He's doing a great job, though, because he is dealing with me. He got me into a new hotel.
Yeah.
I'm staying like in the Ritz-Carlton now. It is unbelievable. And it's closer than the original hotel I was staying at. I can wake up at 5:45 and get here on time. I'm going to try that tomorrow.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And you still complain about doing morning somehow.
Listen, you want to plant me right in the studio here, carve out a little space. I'll put a mattress in there. Then I can do mornings. You have me within a 2-block radius of this place. I am in with you on mornings once Boomer retires. I'm not taking anyone's job, okay?
Mm.
You put me anywhere outside of a 2-block radius of this place, inhabited.
Wasn't that up to you to put yourself somewhere?
Oh, I mean
the company's not going to buy you housing.
Fair point.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, and Eddie, by the way, gets up at, what, 1 a.m.? Gets up at 2 a.m. I get up at 3:30.
That's crazy.
So you're complaining about 5:30.
Patron saint of slackers.
Thank you.
I mean, it's really amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, what time did you go to bed? You didn't even watch the game, so it's like, what were you watching?
Some things need to stay. Porn. I was watching porn.
You weren't.
I wasn't watching porn.
No.
I fell asleep at like 9:30. I wasn't feeling good. I was tired, man.
Okay.
I wasn't feeling good. I didn't watch the baseball game, not because I don't enjoy watching Mets Yankees or I grew up a Mets fan. I love the Mets. They're my favorite baseball team. Baseball's become boring to me. Also, too quick. It's just too quick.
Baseball's boring and too quick.
Why are we flying through everything in 2024? The one thing we had that didn't have a clock where you could just go and sit there for 17 hours was baseball. And now we're flying through that in under 2 hours.
It's not under 2 hours.
Two and a half hours. I want to go to a baseball game. I want to turn my phone off. I don't want anyone to bother me. I want to sit there for 6 hours until the game's over. I miss the long baseball game.
No, you don't.
That's a lie.
When was the last time you actually sat in a regular season baseball game?
At least a decade.
Yeah, okay. Before the pitch clock. I love the pitch clock. I love the fact that the games tend to be shorter. I think it's the greatest thing ever. Hmm. I mean, when you actually, I got to pay attention to it. The only time I could understand is what you said, where you go to a game, you pay a lot of money for the tickets and everything else, and then maybe you get a 2-hour, 5-minute game. You're like, well, wow, what happened there? That would be the one time.
Yeah.
But I don't go to enough regular season games. More about the TV audience anyway for these leagues.
No, I understand. They want to get through it as quickly as possible. Why? Because the game's boring.
Yeah, smart. All right, it is Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network with Stu Gotts. I had an epiphany driving in. I'm hoping that I'm the first person to make this connection, but I might not be. I don't know. I mean, it seems like someone should have made it already, but I don't listen or consume enough outside of this show to know if someone else did make the comparison, so I'm going to do that next.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. In thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo, it's Stu Gotts in for Boomer again this morning on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. A statement win for the Mets last night over the Yankees, and a lot of Mets fans really, really flexing this morning, and you can understand why, and the Yankee fan saying all the things that the Yankee fan generally says is like, oh, you know, this was your World Series and all of those things. You know what happens. But, I mean, they're really never wrong, the Yankee fan, when they do that and rub the, you know, the pie in your face.
Right.
And the Mets are going to need to turn this season into something significant. And I, if they get to 10 games over 500, I'll believe that they could go deep into the playoffs.
I would say the Mets don't have to turn it into anything other than make a playoff appearance or contend until the final day of the regular season. That's how low the bar was headed into the season for this team, which sounds funny considering, again, they have a payroll of over $300 million. But expectations are everything, as we've discussed. I think if the Mets merely make it to a wild card game and they get bounced out, Mets fans are going to be very thrilled.
Yeah, I'm going to make a comparison at 7 o'clock. I had an epiphany this morning driving in about the Mets.
Yeah,
and I will give that to you at 7 o'clock, and you can tell me whether or not I'm on base or off base with this thing.
Okay,
but I'm excited to deliver it to you because I haven't heard it yet.
Okay.
From anybody doesn't mean that someone hasn't said it.
You're going to say it first?
I feel like I'm going to be the first one to make this comparison.
Because in our industry, that's the most important thing.
I feel like
who
I am.
Who says it first?
I honestly feel like I... Now, I don't... Once again, when I'm done with this show...
Right.
I kind of... I'm done with sports talk.
Yeah.
And then when I drive in, I listen to C-Mac.
Sure.
Get ready for the show. So it
get the wheels turning again?
It very well could have been said because I haven't listened to a second of the radio station.
Right. I understand
for two
that.
Weeks.
But what if someone else said it somewhere else? You know what I'm saying?
If someone else said it, I will 100% give them credit. I have not heard it yet.
If it's really, really good, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to tell you I said it a week ago on my show with Levitard, all right? Just depending on how good it is, all right?
Yeah, I'm building this up. It's not that special. It really is not.
Lower the expectations.
Yeah,
my
it's
friend.
Really not. I mean, it I don't stinks. Even think it's, like, it's really not that good. It's very, you know, very basic. All right, let's go to Mike, who's calling from South Beach. What's going on, Mike?
Yeah, I'm just really excited to be on with Stu Gotts.
What up, Mike?
Stu. Yeah, Stu, I had a beautiful victory heater after the Mets spanked the Yanks last night.
Awesome.
You know, before I dive into this, the Mount Rushmore is you, Jordan, Brady, Tiger.
Yeah, I agree.
100%. Actually, I was having a cold one with Dan Patrick last weekend, and he said that Dan Etz would still beat you guys, but that's until you guys get on the court.
Beat us in what? In basketball?
In basketball, yeah. He said he would smack you.
Well, get out of here. Dan Etz and Dan Patrick? I mean, oh, boy.
Jesus, man.
Sorry.
Can we get that out? You need me to hit it? All right, you got it.
I will tell you, you will find this very, Jesus. Very hard to believe, but there was a game when I was playing in high school where I hit 6 threes and a half against Long Beach. I held the record for most three-pointers in a season in high school basketball, Long Island. I think it still holds today. It doesn't, but I did for like a minute. Okay. I'm just telling you, I can hoop, you know?
All right.
Yeah.
I know. Listen, I believe you. Yeah. I'm not going
all 5'7" of me.
I'm not going to challenge that at all.
Okay.
See, this is what happens when your listeners call up a show like this and find out that you're here. They forget that live radio and the FCC regulations apply.
So we're podcasting now. We don't even take calls. So
yeah,
that's
well.
The- I mean, and I'm thrilled that we are. I came here to take calls. So.
Right.
Yes.
That's what you love.
But yes, Miami ruins everything.
let's go to Anthony in Belleville, our friend. What's going on, Anthony?
Gio and Stugotz. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Andy.
Hey, it's a pleasure to speak to Stugotz. Hey, but I'm a little curious on if he can do the show with his left arm tied behind his back there.
I have an issue. You're right. I know.
I'm just a little concerned.
Why are you concerned? I speak with my hands. I mean, but
I know. Do you do sign language?
No, and I understand that it's annoying to you, Anthony. But why are you concerned about it, though? It's not, you know?
Because it's... Yeah, I might pick
you're
that
acting
up,
like it's
you know?
A
I
symptom.
Might start
I mean,
like that.
Right? No, I know. So I appreciate your concern. I've tried to stop doing it. I do.
Is
very,
that a program director thing? Or?
I don't know what.
Anthony's such a weirdo. He is funny though. Is it a program?
I can't really correlate it to the program director thing. I don't know. I speak with my hands.
Yeah. No, I do it as well. Not as much as you, but right. I do it. You know, it's funny, like the people who watch this show on CBS Sports Network get like weirded out by the strangest things. Like, I remember there was a guy who called up because I had an orange in my hand.
Right.
Like, I just had, and I had it for a segment. It was like maybe 7 minutes I had an orange in my hand.
Yeah.
And the guy called up and was like, what the hell are you doing with that orange? It's driving me crazy. And if Boomer, like, misbuttons a shirt, you would think that he... Like, basically had, like, a political statement on his tattooed to his forehead.
Of course, yes.
The people that freak out, completely freak out.
I mean, it's as if they're not listening to the show and just looking at you and waiting for spots where they could criticize you. You know?
Right.
That's amazing.
Yeah, no. So
Gio and I know we're not that good looking. I know I'm a fat slob, okay? I know I speak with my hands, and I will tell you this, audience. There is nothing that you're going to say to me that's going to offend me. There is nothing I haven't heard from Levitard 1,000 times over. I don't care. Fire away.
Yeah.
I laugh at it all. I don't care. If you're taking yourself too seriously out there, stop doing it. Enough. Life's too short.
And by the way, you were talking about a last caller called up and said the Danettes and you guys in a basketball game.
Yeah.
You know, one of the former Danettes is down the hall in Andrew Perloff.
Yes. Yeah, McLovin.
Yes, yeah. McLovin. And he was looking for you yesterday after the show. He's like, I want to have a... I want to have a sit down and some breakfast and some coffee with Stugotz.
Yeah, we did.
You did?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
So, I mean, my question was, why? What do you, like, what do you want to? It's like, apparently, he said he wanted to pick your brain.
Well,
I said, pick his brain?
Well, I mean, listen, he knows that, you know, I turned down the program director's job here, and I think he figures maybe I could help him and Maggie out with their show. It's not the first time I've been asked. It won't be the last time.
Wow.
Listen, I didn't initiate the conversation. He did.
So, man.
I mean, he did this.
If I were Ryan Hurley, I'd be pissed off about that. I got to be honest with you.
Would you really?
You should be on the Ryan, huh? I got right. Hosts that are now going to
Here's the problem with Ryan. He's never here. I mean, I've seen him once. He's doing a great job, though, because he is dealing with me. He got me into a new hotel.
Yeah.
I'm staying like in the Ritz-Carlton now. It is unbelievable. And it's closer than the original hotel I was staying at. I can wake up at 5:45 and get here on time. I'm going to try that tomorrow.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And you still complain about doing morning somehow.
Listen, you want to plant me right in the studio here, carve out a little space. I'll put a mattress in there. Then I can do mornings. You have me within a 2-block radius of this place. I am in with you on mornings once Boomer retires. I'm not taking anyone's job, okay?
Mm.
You put me anywhere outside of a 2-block radius of this place, ain't happening.
Wasn't that up to you to put yourself somewhere?
Oh, I mean
the company's not going to buy you housing.
Fair point.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, and Eddie, by the way, gets up at, what, 1 a.m.? Al yes. gets up at 2 a.m. I get up at 3:30.
That's crazy.
So you're complaining about 5:30.
Patron saint of slackers.
Thank you.
I mean, it's really amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, what time did you go to bed? You didn't even watch the game, so it's like, what were you watching?
Some things need to stay. Porn. I was watching porn.
You weren't.
I wasn't watching porn.
No.
I fell asleep at like 9:30. I wasn't feeling good. I was tired, man.
Okay.
I wasn't. I wasn't feeling good. I didn't watch the baseball game, not because I don't enjoy watching Mets Yankees, or I grew up a Mets fan. I love the Mets. They're my favorite baseball team. Baseball's become boring to me. Also, too quick. It's just too quick.
Baseball's boring and too quick.
Why are we flying through everything in 2024? The one thing we had that didn't have a clock where you could just go and sit there for 17 hours was baseball. And now we're flying through that in under 2 hours.
It's not under 2 hours.
Two and a half hours. I want to go to a baseball game. I want to turn my phone off. I don't want anyone to bother me. I want to sit there for 6 hours until the game's over. I miss the long baseball game. I
no,
do.
You don't. No, you don't.
I
That's
do.
That's a lie. When was the last time you actually sat in a regular season baseball game?
At least a decade.
Yeah, okay. Before the pitch clock. I love the pitch clock. I love the fact that the games tend to be shorter. I think it's the greatest thing ever. Hmm. I mean, when you actually, you know, I got to pay attention to it. The only time I could understand is what you said, where you go to a game, you pay a lot of money for the tickets and everything else, and then maybe you get a 2-hour, 5-minute game. You're like, well, wow, yeah. What happened there? That would be the one time.
Yeah.
But I don't go to enough regular season games. More about the TV audience anyway for these leagues.
No, I understand. They want to get through it as quickly as possible. Why? Because the game's boring.
Yeah, smart. All right, it is Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network with Stu Gotts. I had an epiphany driving in. I'm hoping that I'm the first person to make this connection, but I might not be. I don't know. I mean, it seems like someone should have made it already, but I don't listen or consume enough outside of this show to know if someone else did make the comparison, so I'm going to do that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.